Blog Talk Radio.
With Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Yeah, we're back and talking with some more information about art, and especially rewoven fiber art that's going to be exhibited. Actually, it's now on exhibit at Queensborough Community College in Queens, New York City. And although reception is on March 30th, we have a lot more to talk about before a couple of days. And so we're going to have Lucia Lee, who's the art curator, is going to be on with a few people who are displaying there. As a matter of fact, I think we have her on right now. Lucia, are you there?
I'm here, you know, but we also have Amy Winter beside us. Amy.
Okay. Are the other people there, Fang Ling there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hi. And I see you have Peishan Wu?
And, unfortunately, they are still working on their pieces.
They're busy with the installation right now.
Yeah.
All the artists
Okay.
are frantically working on their installations.
But they say hi to them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all the friends.
Okay, so who do we want to start talking with?
Well, what's your question?
tell me what's your... You're there, right? And you're all there now. You're busy with the insulation? Is that what's going on?
Yes. We're
so it's not totally done yet, huh?
Because the show is actually in three places. It's at Queensborough Community College, which is part of CUNY,
right.
City University of New York, and that's opening on Thursday. Part of it. And then part of it is also being exhibited at Queens College, which is also part of CUNY. And that's where we are right now. And the installation at Queensborough is done and ready to go, but we're not opening our part of the show until April 6th. And then we're having another reception and so forth.
Yeah.
Wow, we
so
keep accepting a lot, do we?
Inside the gallery, about the museum, and also outside, outdoor, like Wen Fu. It's working outdoor now. So he cannot join our talk, and also Peishan cannot join this interview either. But Fang Lin, we have a Fang Lin here. So all the way from Taiwan, southern part of Taiwan, Kaohsiung Museum of Art. She's a senior researcher and senior curator at the museum in Kaohsiung.
Okay.
Hello.
So how is she participating in this?
Actually, I think this exhibition are the two venues of exhibition is based on the exhibition I curated back in my museum, and they selected 15 artists from among 24. So I'm really, really happy because now we are in the Queens College Godwin Turnbull Museum, and those artists I think Amy selected is amazing. So we can probably start from here. All the pieces, artists we selected for the museum here. Why don't we start talking about that?
Sure, yeah, let's hear about them.
Yeah, I think it's because of Thursday, the opening for at the QCC Art Gallery, CUNY. So
yeah.
Maybe we should, do you want to focus on the April one or the March one? Because the March will be the, after tomorrow.
Right, so
because
I guess
the artwork at the QCC was include two sections. One, nine artists from New York, 15 artists from Taiwan. So all together at the QCC, 24
well,
artists.
I think we can just start talking because I'm really also interested about how Amy felt about when a year ago she visiting Taiwan and in my museum, in my exhibition. How did you feel? Like, how did you, when
well,
you saw those pieces,
yeah,
and we really wanted to, you can memory and you can express a little bit and talk about the art because I wanted to listen too because it makes me so excited.
Yeah.
I saw this.
Well, I went to Taiwan last spring with the intention of meeting artists and seeing art exhibitions and museums and understanding the art scene in Taiwan. And one of the places we went was the Kaohsiung or Kaohsiung Museum. And when I walked into the galleries there, I was just overwhelmed because the work was just so powerful. It's fabric, or it's we call the show Rewoven, because even though there are some traditional textile pieces that are woven or done in a traditional crafts manner, many of the pieces are totally contemporary and new and conceptual and using new materials and new media and not at all what you would think about when you say weaving. So Rewoven is a kind of metaphor not only for the actual craft but also for the rethinking of how we think about how we can use materials, traditional materials. So there are materials like bamboo, which is a traditional material, but it's an amazing sculpture that is woven from slats of bamboo by one of Taiwan's famous artists. His name is Wen Fu Yu.
Yes.
And he's creating a sculpture outdoors. Bamboo is a very resilient material. So outdoors is perfect for it. He's done this all over Taiwan and China, and he's done it in New York before. He creates monumental sculptures, and for instance, of a wave coming down from an area made out of bamboo. So his point or his intention is to fuse together both traditional materials and craftsmanship, but to make a statement about the environment and about where we are at in this point in time. And many of the artists in the show are very involved with that issue. They're also involved with feminist issues.
Mm-hmm.
They're involved with issues about politics, world politics, global politics. They're involved with
nature.
Issues about the environment, I said.
Yeah.
So it's very topical. It's very current. And the materials, besides bamboo, for instance, are woven metal thread with photographs projected onto digital photographs projected onto the woven metal material that recall one of the artist's childhood memories of her childhood and clothing that she wore as a child on a national holiday. And the pictures that have been digitally printed onto the costume that she's created are pictures of her and her brother as children. So there's this mixture of personal and private and very public and national, global concerns that are beautifully put together and are very, very strong. And when I saw the show, I just felt like, wow, I really, because I've been involved in doing quite a number of fabric shows here at the college before. I did one called The Fabric of Cultures, which borrowed costumes from our Queens College's costume collection, a very nice, fine costume collection that we collaborate with them still. And I've done a show of textiles from the ancient Andes, Peruvian and Bolivian textiles that are in our collection that have been donated by our friends. So it's an area of great interest to me. So when I saw this show, I was really bowled over. Great. And knew I wanted to bring it here.
Yes. And then we did it.
Yeah, we did it.
Now, Gummy, I have a question. Because it's fiber art, and are people encouraged to touch the
actually,
pieces of work?
You know, usually in the museum, we don't want the people to touch work, but actually, yes, but
in some pieces,
pieces, and the artists also, they welcome people to go with their work. For instance, like Pei Shan's work. Now she is creating fabric forest, the misty forest right now. And so we really ask people, friends, you have to come to the museum, you have to visit, and you will understand, and you will enjoy walking through the world piece. Just be careful, but I think artists welcome people to go with their world piece.
Yes.
Because all these things, you see some of their, you see the fabric and all the technique they apply. See, in the ancient time, they are for clothes, and they are so, you know, it's so close to each other, to all the individual. Yeah, so
intimate. Yeah,
yeah, they have an intimate feeling. Yeah.
And there's
so
one
are
art,
there things?
Sorry.
So
there's
are there
one
things?
Artist.
Yeah, I just wanted just to clear this up. So, are you going to have signs that say either please touch or don't touch?
No.
Oh, okay. No, because especially not just. I mean, because the gallery is open to, I mean, I don't know if people may bring the children.
Right. There are some pieces probably where we could, one piece where we could put, please touch, not here at Queens College, but up at Queensboro. There's one piece that's a very soft, furry piece. Mm-hmm. And it's by one of the New York artists, although he is Japanese American.
It's a Taiwanese-American.
He's Taiwanese?
Catherine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, her piece, it's like touching a teddy bear. You know, it's very soft fur. So, yes, that piece, maybe I will even tell Faustino to put something up that says, please touch. But what Feng Ling was talking about was that some of the pieces are interactive in the sense that you need to engage with them, even if you don't touch them. There's one piece where you can walk in and out and through it and to sort of simulate the effect of being in a mystical forest.
And talking about interactivity, maybe we should talk about one of the wonderful pieces back in the QCC gallery.
Which one?
Alan's Batin Dreams.
Right, from one of the indigenous tribe from Taiwan.
Taiwan.
Yeah,
Alan.
Because she even invite people to sit inside into Batin, her work.
Right, and that's amazing. Another new material that she's using, and she weaves, was, you know, the kind of plastic holders that they look kind of woven that hold fruits and vegetables. That kind of, and you know, the kinds of things you see on detective stories where instead of handcuffs they use plastic loop lock
right.
to hold people. Okay, so Elan in that was using those kinds of materials, synthetic materials, which is also a statement about how our world has become unnatural or artificial. And that's a commentary by a lot of different artists in the show, sort of done metaphorically by the use of the materials, but also because it's new materials and it's a way to use materials that would otherwise be thrown away,
yeah,
or are, you know, inexpensive to use and are throwaways, and that's a commentary too on,
yeah,
you know, recycling and the environment. And then one artist uses facial mask peelings,
yeah,
you know, and her work is feminist. It's a very strong statement about women's power. She created guns out of facial mask peelings.
Yeah.
It's very ironic. I mean, she had another piece that was even more powerful, but that showed young women gorillas, you know, in polka dot miniskirts, holding guns, wearing helmets and fatigue jackets,
yeah,
pointing guns out at the viewer inside a globe. But that was too difficult to bring here. It was a huge, huge piece.
Mm.
But just to give you an idea of the point of view of some of the artists.
So I gather then the Rewoven exhibit at Queensborough Community College is going to be completely different from the one at Queens College.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's happening parallel in time, except that we're opening a little later. But the pieces are totally
different
artists and,
yep,
totally different
pieces.
And then there's another part of the show also that deals with social justice that's going to be at the El Suero in Williamsburg, El Suero Museum, a community museum. But let's just talk about Queens because it's like too much at this moment.
Will any of the artists have more than one piece of work? In other words, might have a piece that's at Queensborough Community College as well as Queens College?
Wen Fu has done two bamboo sculptures outdoors, one at QCC and one at QC.
And also Yang Weiling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Yang Weiling, she also have totally five pieces, so two in the QCC and the other three is right here.
Which
Queens
is kind of nice,
because
if you happen to see both shows, you would stylistically recognize her work right away.
Right.
But she, in that instance, she's the only one.
And I was also curious about the wave. Are people encouraged to, like, sit on it or not?
In Brooklyn, there's one piece also by Catherine Lan that it is like a hanging chair. And she intentionally, it's covered with false fabric,
fur.
But she told me it's very high quality, so it feels really good. And they're encouraged to sit in there, and once they're in there, it has sound as well. So she was trying to deal with a multi-sensory experience. So you feel, you touch, you know, and you hear, and you see. But that's in Brooklyn.
So what I want to know, like, because people like to get photographs with things, you know, and the wave, I mean, is going to be there whether the art gallery is open or closed. It's not like, oh, we're closing, let's bring it inside.
No, it's outside.
Right.
Interestingly enough, bamboo has a tensile strength that's as strong as steel. Get that.
Okay, so if somebody says they decide to crawl up onto it and pose.
No. Not that crawl. Not crawl up onto it. Stand next to it. No, because the way that it's... What I'm saying is when it's used for building in, you know, a normal architectural way, because these are just sheets of bamboo. They're not like, you know, columns that have been pressed together or laminated together so that they have that. When you bend what I'm saying is for instance, when you bend bamboo, a bamboo branch, it won't just snap and break. But, no, they can't climb on it. Although,
okay. They
can probably go under it. They might be able to get under it.
Yes.
Under, yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Under. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I was thinking about, you know, people in terms of taking photographs and posing. And in terms of that, is are all the art, like, can are people encouraged to take photographs?
Well, yeah, I think that as long as they don't take them with flash, that's pretty much the rule of thumb nowadays. They can take them. You know, they can't come in and bring a tripod and try to do a professional shot of something because, you know, there are restrictions on who has the rights to republish something.
Right.
So, yeah, the artists have all the copyrights on things. But if they want to come in and take a snap with their phone or something, or a small digital camera with no flash, then it's fine.
Okay. Now I'm just asking because, you know, people, especially now with the phones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't
know. No photographs, and all of a sudden everybody takes their iPhones out.
Right, right.
And takes a picture anyway.
Inside QCC, Eleng Luan's work is, it's like a, almost like a wedding chapel or something. Mm. You can, it has a kind of partition where you can go inside, and there may even be pillows added so people could lie down inside.
I don't know.
It invites that feeling. It invites that. Faustino Quintanilla, who's the director up at QCC, was talking about how he wanted to do that. Whether he'll do it or not, I don't know. Put the pillows in.
For the music? Maybe not the pillow, but it's interesting. He probably will add a little bit, like tribal music.
Tribal music.
I've never written about
a lot of the pieces in the essay for the catalog. There's a beautiful catalog called Rewoven that will be here at both places for sale, and very affordable and beautifully designed.
Yeah,
hand torn. Every copy is unique.
So each one is
On the cover. Yeah, each one is unique. So it's a collectible item, and there's pictures of everything in there, and then also my essay and Lucia's essay and Feng Ling's essay and Faustino's text all talk about the art in the show so that people get a better sense of who the artists are and what their pieces are about.
So what do you think?
And a
print, do you think New York One is going to come there at QCC?
I'd like it. I talked to the one
I know that she's planning to come if no other accident. I expect that they will send someone to come. Yeah, I know one guy there.
And if they don't make it to that, we'll try to get them over here or maybe do an interview with one of the artists or something.
Yeah, they definitely. Yeah,
they're interested.
Show interest to come. So.
Know anyone there, Merle? You can send.
Huh?
Or you can come.
A what? I'm sorry.
Or TV station to come.
Yes.
No, actually, the only connection, well, the one in Brooklyn, by the way, you have a chance for.
Because?
Because there's New York 12.
Uh-huh.
New York 12.
Okay, well, New York come here before quite a number of times, so I might.
Well,
you
New
know,
York 1 is, yeah. New York 1 would go to both. But there's New York 12 that would go to Brooklyn.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Just to let you know.
Okay. Great.
Belinda Katz cannot come both places. I just talked to her in the office. And then the first time that she said that I cannot come on the 30th, but might attend April 6th, but unfortunately, yesterday I got a phone call saying No, unable to come. Too bad.
Busy
We've been
lady.
A supporter yeah. so much in our community.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. How about the how about the local papers?
We haven't heard back from a number of them. The Times Ledger, as you know.
That's good. I'm familiar with it.
Right.
And the Queen's Times, because it's me.
Right. But I just, you know, I'm just back and back in the office after being away, so I'm trying to get a hold of our communications person and see where she's at with things. She usually does help, but she's out today, so I'm working on
it. I was wondering about the on the 30th. That's
We had the Chinese press conference before, so all the Chinese newspapers, TVs will come to the opening on 30th. But I don't know the English. Yeah, those people. It's hard to hold them. So we try to put some effort on that. And I hope that the university can help a lot, because only rely on the Taiwanese American Art Council, like me, work from 24 hours is not really not much efficient. But the university have a public relations department. I hope they can provide more help from there.
Well, especially I'm sure that on both campuses there are a lot of art majors.
Not a lot. But, you know, there are art majors, definitely.
Art major.
Yeah. So hopefully they'll come, and even getting the local papers that are on the campus.
Right. The Night News often covers stuff here at QC.
Yeah, Don, I remember back when I was there. It was the Phoenix.
You're coming on 30. Then you will see the
Phoenix
the
has
pieces.
Flown. I'm afraid. Yeah, but, 30th you can see.
Yeah. And you can see the all those, in all the artwork is really fantastic. And then bring something as a new perspective to all these arts from overseas or from a different cultural background. So I think it's very much hope that more people can see that. And not only about the people in art community, but
the
local
public.
The public to see this work.
The other question I had, by the way, because I never bothered to ask, at each of the places, well, I guess it's not going to be open 24 hours a day. You can't just go into the art gallery at 4 o'clock in the morning. So what are the hours of each?
Well, at QCC, you can Google Queensborough Community College Art Gallery and go to their website, and the hours will be posted there. But I think their hours are pretty, much every day, except they might be, New York City galleries are closed on Mondays because they stay open on weekends. Sundays and Mondays they're closed. I'm doing it now as we speak. And
okay.
I'll tell you their hours.
Mm-hmm.
Their hours are.
I think they close on Monday.
I think they're closed on Mondays, but they're open Tuesday through Saturday, or maybe Tuesday through Sunday.
Right.
Okay, hold on. I can't multitask and figure things out that fast. Okay, they're open. They're closed Monday, and they're open weekdays from 10 to 5. On Wednesday and Thursday, they're open till 7 p.m. Friday, they close at 5. So Mondays and Fridays, they're closed. And Saturdays, they're closed at 5. It's a little bit of a variation. Weekends, they're open Saturday and Sunday, they're open at 12 p.m. So people, have time to do whatever they do on Sunday mornings, go to church or whatever. Weekdays, they're open at 10 a.m., but then they're open two nights a week, Wednesday and Thursday at 7. That's QCC. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the opening on the 30th, which is this Thursday, starts at 5 and goes through 8. The Queen's College hours are weekdays. We're not open on Sunday, but we are open Monday through Thursday from, I believe it's 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekdays. So Monday's out, Monday through Thursday, Sunday's out, 11 to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Saturday's 11 to 5. And our opening,
okay,
our opening will be April 6th from
5 to 8
also.
Okay, and by the way, I know at QCC, you know, you come in and you can park for free right there in their lot. What's the story with the Queen's College? Will they?
After 5 p.m., that you can park free, and they can, we always tell public safety to tell people to park as many people as they can in nearby lots. But, you know, especially for elderly or people who, you know, can't walk that easily. They park in closer lots, but then other people can park near the library, which is a little bit more of a walk. But that's free.
You know,
parking.
It's been so long since I've walked around the campus that I have no idea whatsoever.
Where
it's located. All I know is where Colden Center is. That's all.
Right, because you can see it from the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but no, you can enter the main gate on Casino Boulevard and go to the public safety booth. You know, there's always a guard standing there, and tell them you're there for the reception at the Godwin Turnbuck Museum or at the College Art Museum in Clapper Hall.
Okay,
I have to
figure out where Clapper Hall is now. It's that, when you go in at the front, is it to the left?
When you go in the front, yeah, you go, there's a sidewalk between Jefferson Hall and the administration building, the Kiley Hall, you know, the tower, big tower building, and
right,
to the left, one of those old Spanish mission-style buildings. There's a big sidewalk. You walk down that sidewalk, and then you just take a right when you come to a seating area with a tree, some trees at the right. You just kind of go at an angle, and you're at Clapper Hall. But we have maps that we hand out, too.
Okay. So, I've been to some functions. And it could have been at the library. That might have been where it was. That they
library?
Have. Yeah, then yeah, at the library, I think.
Yeah.
That there was that they would have some events.
Right. You
so
mean
I think
art?
I know where that is at least. I mean where
art?
That is, but.
Yeah. Well, if you walk, you know, toward the front of the campus from the library, you're like one building away, really, one long building away
Is it closer to Melbourne Avenue?
No, not really.
Okay. I'll find it. I'll look at the map.
Yeah, well, we'll talk before that, too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad at least I got some of this figured out.
So this is in the broadcast, or you're going to edit this?
Am I going to edit this? You're live.
Oh, I'm live.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. And anybody, Lucia, didn't you tell them we're live?
I don't know if
you forgot.
Yes, Originally, I plan to have an artist with the family in to talk, to have this interview, but unfortunately, the artists cannot join. So I thought Amy's here, we should talk together. And, since all the three curators are here, it's a good time to join. So I didn't get a chance to.
Okay, well, I don't think I said anything untoward.
Right.
If you want me to, I can.
It doesn't matter. No one cares.
But, okay, do you want to focus on our work? And ask Donald to put more money in on art.
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you want to say, does anybody want to say anything in Mandarin to the Chinese audience?
Funny, sure. Yeah,
Hello， 那请大家一定要来看在知这个展览，然后他们这次所展出的台湾艺术家呢都是非常非常精彩的 ，OK？ 谢谢大家。
That was thanks and goodbye.
Welcome everybody. Come see the show.
Oh, don't
and thank you everyone.
Yeah, for
once you got to Shay Shay, then I thought that that must be ending it.
Yeah,
I forgot to mention that the shuttle bus from we arranged
two
shuttle from Manhattan Chelsea R Hotel from 4:30 start from there to QCC on Thursday, and the second shuttle bus from Taiwan Center Northern Boulevard from five p.m. to QCC and return to Manhattan and Flushing.
Okay. Oh, and I wanted to ask the other thing, because people see a reception, an art reception, any reception, that there's like wine and cheese or something like that. Should people expect there to be anything like that, or just, you know, just you better eat before you go?
Yeah, we have wine and cheese, light refreshments.
We have a very good wine. We have some nice food there. Prepared by... supported by Taipei Cultural Center, Taiko in New York. So I don't know. I expect they prepare something to for the opening.
Okay.
And here, for the public, there's a shuttle bus back and forth between the subway and Continental Avenue, Forest Hills, you know, the express stop. A shuttle bus.
Right.
Is that what
The Chelsea Hotel.
Oh, the Chelsea, I'm sorry. From Manhattan, there's a bus leaving from the Chelsea
Hotel
at what time?
4:30.
At 4:30 that comes out here and then will return for people in Manhattan who would like to come.
Right. And also Flushing. Also the shuttle bus from Flushing.
And also a shuttle bus
from Flushing
from
to
the subway,
QCC,
the subway at Main
Taiwan
Street.
Taiwan Center, Northern Boulevard.
Oh, from Taiwan Center Northern Boulevard, which is not far from the Main Street Flushing stop. Right, right across, practically across from Flushing Town Hall.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anybody want anything else to add?
You
I guess not.
Thank you very much for having all of us. And
come to join
it's
us.
Fun, and we look forward to seeing you.
Okay, bye.
And I'll probably bring maybe Esther and Eunice too.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. More the merrier.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day,
ciao.
Guys. All right, bye-bye. Okay. Well, so I'm going to end the show. And, that's what I'm just going to do, just end the episode. Oh, let me find my ending for the episode. Let's see, MMM for music intro. Here we go. All right, everybody, have a good day, afternoon, morning, or however. Chickens Wednesday. Probably trying to figure out what's with Unisoft when I set up the answer.